Because of you, American Ground Radio is heard in more markets than you can shake a stick at, which in California is now considered a microaggression against trees. Fire up the chainsaw, fellas!
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pugh. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So on Wednesday, the unthinkable happened at Annunciation Catholic Church in Minneapolis. You had this deranged gunman armed with hate and a manifesto. He opened fire from the outside, targeting the innocent that were gathered within that church.
Right.
Which was supposed to be a place of peace, a place of faith, and he turned it into a battlefield. And
it wasn't even a battlefield. There was no fighting back. On a battlefield, you have two different sides fighting.
It was an ambush.
It was a slaughter.
And once again, we're left with questions. Could it have been prevented? Did people around the gunman miss the warning signs? Why wasn't there an armed good guy there to stop the armed bad guy? And most importantly, why weren't there pleas of Catholic leaders taken seriously? Because they did. There were pleadings from Catholic leaders in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, asking for years for the resources to keep their community safe. And again, make no mistake about it, those Catholic leaders did. They begged. In fact, they put it in writing.
Yeah.
They didn't wait for this tragedy. They saw what happened in Uvalde. They saw what happened in Nashville. And they said, we need to secure our schools now.
Well, they also saw what happened after the Dobbs decision when there were Molotov cocktails thrown at Catholic churches all across the country. Two of the biggest trends in violence in this nation since 2020 has been the burning of churches, specifically Catholic churches, and the shootings at schools. Well, if you're a Catholic school, you know that you're a potential target. And so for the leaders of the school to go to the state and say, hey, it is obvious that we are a potential target.
Yes.
We need help because the government's job is to secure our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then the government goes, nah.
Right. Those Catholic leaders saw it coming.
Yeah.
But on the other side of the table was Tim Walz, who's the governor of Minnesota. He was sitting on an $18 billion surplus in 2023, and he said nothing. He did nothing. He ignored them. And now the consequences are soaked in blood. And let's not gloss over this. The Minnesota Catholic Conference, which represents all six dioceses of the state, came forward in both 2022 and 2023. After Uvalde, after the Covenant School in Nashville, and they weren't talking about hypotheticals at that point. They were talking about cold, hard reality.
This has happened.
Kids and staff that were slaughtered in classrooms because they were sitting ducks. And they asked, their request was a modest request. It was around $44 per student. Not a blank check, not some extravagant wish list, just broaden the state's safe schools initiatives, which already provides safety funds to public schools.
Right.
And include private schools.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all we gotta do.
Just whatever you're doing for public schools, mm-hmm. do it for private schools.
But Tim Walz wouldn't do it. Am I wrong? He didn't do it because they were a Catholic school.
Why he did or didn't do it, you can speculate.
But if they had been a public school, he would have done it, right? Have you been a public school?
Yes.
Okay.
And I tell you what, you draw the conclusion from this, because while he was ignoring the bishops, while he was ignoring the priests, while he was ignoring Catholic schools, you know what he was busy doing? He was busy making Minnesota a trans refuge state.
Yep.
So his administration, was rolling out the red carpet for minors from across the country to come to Minnesota to his so-called gender-affirming care state. So he spent all of his political capital, legislative time, and yes, resources on that project. There was plenty of money, apparently, to fund puberty blockers for 12-year-olds, plenty of time to advertise Minnesota as the place to bring your child for irreversible surgeries, but not a dime, not a moment for Catholic schools saying, please, Governor, help keep our children safe from mass shootings.
And isn't it interesting that where Minnesota actively promotes transgenderism, they have the highest rate of transgender kids anywhere in the country? Isn't that an interesting little coincidence? As Bill Maher said, if transgenderism is natural, then why is it regional? Why do you have more transgenderism in places where the politicians are pushing the transgender narrative than you do evenly spread out throughout the country? That doesn't make any sense. It's almost like people are being brainwashed into being transgender, which isn't that what the shooter said? That he brainwashed.
He brainwashed himself
in Minnesota.
And he said that he was tired of being trans. And that the only reason that he had long hair is that was basically the last vestige of his trans quality that he had apparently adopted.
I mean, he still had the name Robin rather than Robert. But
well, that was the legal. His name had been legally changed.
Yeah, by his mother.
By his mother. And look, for Tim Walz, again, you've got to go back. You've got to hold these folks accountable. We can't just gloss over this. Because this is more than just a dereliction of duty. This is moral bankruptcy. This is a complete abdication of responsibility. Because imagine, you're sitting on $18 billion surplus in Minnesota. You've got Catholic leaders knocking on your door saying, look, Governor, we've seen Uvalde. We've seen Nashville. We're vulnerable. Help us. And you shrug them off. And then you turn around and you say, hey, you know, let's make Minnesota the sanctuary state for trans surgeries.
And yet, the shooter in Uvalde and the shooter in Nashville were trans-identifying individuals who went to those schools specifically to kill Catholic children. And Tim Walz is...
And look, for you folks listening right now, this is, oh, you know, you can't predict the future. Tim Walz, he didn't know this was going... You know what I got to say to that is something I can't say on the radio.
You can't...
Don't tell me about hindsight. Don't tell me about what if. The foresight was there.
Right.
This isn't Monday morning quarterbacking. The warnings were there. The requests were reasonable from the Catholic diocese there in Minnesota. The money was available.
And
but the governor chose to look the other way.
And the logic is there, too. Why do you think people are born in the wrong body? That just doesn't happen. Why is that something you even believe?
But see, this
because is, that absolutely goes against logic and reason and sanity.
But this is classical liberal governance. It's what we have been talking about for years. Liberals love to talk about compassion, about caring for people. But when it comes to real responsibility, when it comes to protecting innocent lives, they're nowhere to be found.
Well, but you know, the mayor, the Democrat mayor of Minneapolis, he's come out. He knows how to solve this. You know, he's going to solve all school shootings.
How is that? What's he going
to
do?
He wants to ban semi-automatic rifles.
Okay.
Now, he didn't mention the shotgun or the handgun that the guy had that he also used in the attack. He just singled out the rifle.
And in the meantime, those children, those families will suffer.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before the Department of Homeland Security announced the 5,000th arrest of a criminal illegal alien in the city of Los Angeles. That's just since June, when ICE and Border Patrol agents began their stepped-up enforcement in the nation's second-largest city. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says that's 5,000 criminal illegal alien gang members, child predators, and murderers taken off our streets. Precious lives saved, families protected, American taxpayers spared the cost of their crimes, and the burden of their benefits. Democrats in Los Angeles and across California have denounced the crackdown on criminal illegal aliens, saying that it's cruel and separates families, and they call President Trump a fascist for enforcing the law.
Okay. Criminals who are convicted in a court of law, they go away to jail.
Right.
That breaks up families, too.
It does.
Are we going to do away with jailing anyone that commits any crimes?
The left's trying to do that, too.
In the name of keeping families together.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, there's some good news out of the U.S. economy. The Department of Commerce revised economic data for the second quarter. Now the Commerce Department is saying GDP grew at 3.3% in April through June, up from their initial reports of 3%. At the same time, inflation came down to 2%, which is right in line with what the Federal Reserve's target is. Consumer spending was up 1.9% in the second quarter. All of this suggests the economy is doing much better than experts had predicted it would when President Trump began raising tariffs earlier this year.
You know, it's interesting. During the Biden administration, all of the reports coming out of the Department of Commerce were much more rosier than they actually were. But during the Trump administration, the initial reports are always more gloomier,
right? And then the revisions go up. It's weird. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Federal Reserve Board Governor Lisa Cook is suing President Trump over her firing. Cook is accused of committing mortgage fraud by claiming a house in Michigan and a home in Georgia, both to be her primary residences on mortgage papers just 2 weeks apart. Presidents do have the legal authority to fire Fed Reserve governors. With cause, and President Trump claimed that having a board member who apparently committed mortgage fraud to get better interest rates on her mortgages should not be on the board that determines the interest rates for the rest of the country. However, in a lawsuit, Cook says it's all about politics. The lawsuit claims the operational independence of the Federal Reserve is vital to the ability to make sound economic decisions free from the political pressures of an election cycle.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, your history influences whether folks trust you, and if your position requires trust, financial, fiduciary duty, what do you expect?
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
you know, after the horrific tragedy at Annunciation Catholic Church in Minneapolis, you know, the reactions just started pouring in. You had families that are grieving, parishioners that are in shock, a community left in pieces. And what did Jen Psaki, you know, the former White House press secretary, now an MSNBC or MS Now host, what did she say? She said, prayer is not enough. Now, just think about that for a moment. You have children that are gunned down while praying in a Catholic church, and Psaki's instinct is not to mourn with them or for them, not to respect their faith, but to sneer, to attack prayer itself. This is the arrogance of the left, folks. They just can't help themselves. They look at faith not as comfort, not as a source of strength, but as something to belittle. And thank God, Senator J.D. Vance, who obviously has a much larger platform to stand on than Jen Psaki, said this. He said, we pray because our hearts are broken. We pray because we know God listens. We pray because we know that God works in mysterious ways and can inspire us to further action. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is exactly right.
So I have seen miracles through prayer numerous times. I've seen it with people that were strangers to me. I've seen it with people that are friends to me. I've seen it happen to me and through me. I don't think Jen Psaki understands that. And so my prayer is that God does something where she actually gets to see God's miracles working through prayer so that she can come to understand
what it is that he does. But we pray in tragedy because we cannot carry the burden alone.
Of course not.
Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Yeah, because my yoke is light. Look, you and I cannot solve the problem of school shootings. We cannot control what happens inside the mind of every single person on planet Earth. We just can't. And for anyone to think that you can, my gosh, that's a level of arrogance that I never want to aspire to.
Right. To pray, it's not weakness.
No.
It's the greatest strength any human being can know.
It's understanding that while I can't solve these things, God can, and he listens to our petitions. That's where the miracles come.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
We got a question here for American Mamas. What did you think of the Cracker Barrel response?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've
been. And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Nettleville and Kimberly Burleson. So after they redid their logo, a la Landa Lakes and the Washington Redskins and Uncle
Aunt
Ben
Jemima.
And Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
And then there's this backlash of people going, your little Band-Aid sticker there is stupid. We hate it. So they put out, Cracker Barrel put out a press release and a notice to their fans and to their customers. It says, if the last few days have shown us anything, it's how deeply people care about Cracker Barrel. We're truly grateful for your heartfelt voices. You've also shown us that we could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we'll always be.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of their response?
I think that response was code for, we hear you, but we ain't changing
nothing.
We don't give a rip.
Because if you go further into that, they are saying they're doing the Kamala stuff.
Yeah,
they're doing the word salad where they're saying everything, but they're not saying. But we are going to change the logo back. Y'all have spoken. We hear you. We're going to go back to what y'all like, the old decorations, the nostalgia on the walls, and what we're going to really concentrate on are cleaner bathrooms, faster service, more pleasant atmosphere. They didn't say that.
Mm-mm.
They basically, we hear you, we love you, we're still going to have the pegboards, we're still going to have nostalgia, we're still going to have the rocking chairs, but we don't give a rip.
Mm-hmm.
So get used to the Velveeta cheese-looking Cracker Barrel sign out there. Mm-hmm. We're not changing it.
What do you think is happening? So Cracker Barrel was losing money. So they've had this kind of woke agenda for a while now. And they're losing money. They've been losing money. And then suddenly this happens and everybody is just like, no.
On both sides.
No. So to me, I'm like, why? Why this? Why? I thought it was like a Coke classic moment. I thought it was kind of like how when Coke said they're going to change their formula. So everybody starts buying
so
up Coke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, okay. We're just going to call it Coke classic. We're going to do this other Coke. I'm wondering if this was all orchestrated, like on purpose.
Oh,
is
no.
this a woke agenda? Mm. Or?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I saw one pundit say that this is all about getting rid of it. You know, this is about putting something out there because it's prime real estate, liquidating it. Is that what?
But well, there's pictures everywhere of empty parking lots at Cracker Barrel. This is their stock has plummeted.
Oh yeah, by
this you have this new
$100 million evaluation.
This new
gone.
CEO with the big, you know, the big old round black framed glasses.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to gaslight America on one of the, you know, mainstream shows, and she says, you know, what we've heard back is that everyone loves this. Everyone's so for it. And they're not.
Yeah, I'm like, who are you talking
they're
about?
They're not. In the office. Yeah, yeah. Our group, around the lunch table, everyone loves it.
So I think of this, God, I'm such a nerd. Okay, so I think of this as Sun Tzu. Sun Tzu, who wrote The Art of War, one of the oldest books.
Yeah.
He was a general, ancient Chinese general, right? Okay. He wrote The Art of War. One of the things he said in there that applies to just about anything. He says, if in 1,000 battles you know yourself and you know your enemy, you will never be in peril. If in 1,000 battles you know yourself but you don't know your enemy, you'll be in peril in about half of them. And if in 1,000 battles you don't know yourself and you don't know your enemy, you will be in trouble every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this new CEO or the management team of Cracker Barrel knows, one, who they are,
mm-hmm.
and two, who their customers
right,
are.
Yeah.
And if you don't respect and love your customers, how can you serve them?
Well, mm-hmm. and on top yep. of that, you mentioned earlier at the top of the segment, you mentioned Aunt Jemima,
yep.
Uncle Ben,
right.
Land O'Lakes,
mm-hmm.
all of those that we saw lose their heritage.
Identity.
But, yeah,
yes.
their identity.
By removing the person, they were removing the personality.
Yeah,
exactly. And what they don't realize is, if y'all remember, and I'll take Aunt Jemima's family
yep.
For one, they fought this. The mm-hmm. Land O'Lakes, there was an Indian nation that fought this. Like, what are you doing? This is heralding us. This is lifting us. This is lifting our people. This is the face of who we are. And so they don't listen. They think they know better. It's kind of like you a hairdresser. There's two types. There's the hairdresser that you say, hey, I want to do this with my hair. And the hairdresser goes, well, I don't think that's going to look good on you, but that's what you want. I'm going to do it. Then you got the hairdresser and you say, I want to do that. No, I got you, girl. Trust me. I'm going to do you the way it's, and you get it done. And you're like, oh, this is not what I want at all. And so you have to go, you're like, okay, I got to fire her because I want to go, I want to listen to what I'm saying to you. Listen to what I like,
and
whether you
listening.
Agree with it or not. The reason that people had such a time with this one, Kimberly, was because Cracker Barrel represented nostalgia. They didn't have the best food. I mean, they have great Southern cooking home food. But when you go in, they have that unique little gift store that has all those little unique old games.
Very American.
Americana.
Very, yeah.
You go in and it's this big fireplace with all of the fixings of your, yeah. like maybe that your grandmother made. It's nostalgia. So leave the man and the barrel alone.
I think it was also the straw that broke the camel's back. I think we're so seeing things that we love being destroyed.
Yeah.
And this was one more. Yeah. And we're like, enough is enough.
You just Bud Lighted Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Instead of going to the left with it, they should have doubled down and they should have gone, we're going to be even more country store than ever before.
Exactly.
100%.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettaville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Keep your ear to the ground. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend over, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. 4 out of 5 farmers say, I trust my tractor, my Bible, and American Ground Radio. All three will steer you straight. That fifth farmer, he ran a solar farm, I think.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So Trey Gowdy, the former congressman, the once touted bulldog of Benghazi hearings,
right.
Now he's a TV host, he is now telling America that after the mass shootings in Minnesota, mm-hmm. we're going to have to choose between security over freedom. Take a listen.
Mm. Our system is reactive. Something bad happens, we react to it. And what people are crying for now is, how can we prevent this? How can we stop it? And the only way to stop it is to identify the shooter ahead of time or keep the weapons out of their hands. And so we're going to have a conversation of freedom versus protecting children. I mean, how many school shootings does it take?
Shut that off. Just shut that off.
Yeah, I think he's missing a couple things.
Think about the absurdity of that statement. Security over freedom. That's the exact formula that tyrants have used for centuries to strip liberty away from Americans.
Well, it's what Ben Franklin warned about even before this country was formed then. Anyone who would give up a little freedom for a little security deserves
okay,
neither.
But whose hands do you keep guns out of? Everyone's? Only the mentally ill? Only the people the government says might be dangerous? That's a very slippery slope, so steep. I mean, I can't even go there.
What if instead our government simply stopped promoting mental illness?
Okay.
Because most of these, there have been a lot of these school shooters recently, which have been trans individuals, which have transitioned in recent years. And we've got Democrat governments all over the country celebrating transitioning. But that is body dysmorphia.
But that's
dealing with that problem?
But that's a larger mental illness issue, right?
Okay,
but my point is,
my point is you'll cut down the odds of a school shooting if you're cutting down on the number of people who are prone to school shootings.
Okay, but it's equally as ludicrous for Trey Gowdy or anyone else, and Trey Gowdy is generally a conservative.
Yes, very much so.
But for anyone else to argue that we've got to keep guns out of the folks who don't need them or shouldn't have them, how do you decide that, number one? But number two, just look at this from a practical effect. There are over 400 million guns in this country. You're not putting that genie back in the bottle.
No.
The toothpaste is out of the tube. There are more guns than people in America. So how do you control who gets one? You don't. You know who does? Criminals. Criminals don't walk into Bass Pro Shop, fill out a form, and say, hey, I'm planning on a mass shooting. They get their weapons illegally. And in this instance, this shooter got them legally.
Right.
All of the gun laws in the world. The fact of the matter is, we're never going to keep guns out of the hands of bad guys.
But we've got to start dealing with our mental health crisis in this country. And as long as we just continue to say, oh, no, no, we should give in to mental health, well, we're just going to end up with more people who are completely out of their minds. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
There is a strange thing happening in Britain these days. People are putting up the British and English flags all over the country on light posts. They're drawing it in the streets.
Well, there's patriotism now in Great Britain.
Well, but then after they raise these flags, their local governments are coming around and taking them down again.
Oh, because of the rise of nationalism, and that's a bad thing.
See, you've got the St. George's Cross. That's the red cross on the white background. It's the traditional symbol of England. And then you have the Union Jack, which is a merger of the English, Scottish, and Welsh flags that represents the nation as a whole in Northern Ireland, right? So why would the governments be tearing down the symbols of their own government? This is from the Independent British paper. But the flags have proved controversial and have been hastily taken back down again by council workers, as they are thought to be to spring from an organized effort called Operation Raise the Colors, which has the backing of far-right figures. So, yep, over in Britain, it's seen as being far-right to support your country. Does that sound familiar?
So Great Britain, essentially, is going to cease to exist altogether.
Apparently, that's what the government wants. They don't want you to be proud of your own country. The government doesn't
want
you.
Then why have a country?
Yeah, but see, look, in last year's election here in the U.S., you could pretty accurately predict who was going to vote for President Trump by seeing if they're flying a U.S. flag at their home.
And that's absolutely shameful that's how we distinguish ourselves now in this country.
Whether you love America enough to fly the flag or whether you hate America enough not to fly the flag, but that's going on in Britain, too. So also from the Independent, there are fears the flag could stoke division in communities and that there could be anti-immigration intent behind them. Now, the groups behind this say it's just about patriotism. This is from Sky News. The groups describe themselves on a GoFundMe page as proud Englishmen who have a common goal to show Birmingham and the rest of the country how proud we are of our history, freedoms, and achievements. And there's another group calling themselves Operation Raise the Colors. They're also encouraging the display of flags and emerged around the same time. On a Facebook page, which has more than 5,000 members, it states it wants to bring back patriotism once and for all. There's nothing wrong with patriotism. There's nothing wrong with loving your country. In fact, if you don't love your country, you should probably not be in that country anymore.
But see, I think it unites people to be proud of your country.
Right. It can cut down a lot of division.
I mean, you've got people of, like right here in the United States, you have people of different backgrounds, different faiths, different ethnicities. But the glue that holds them together, what used to be true about America, the great melting pot,
right,
is being proud to be an American. That is the common ground, the shared identity. If you take that away, here in the United States, for example, you've got 330 million strangers,
right,
all pulling in different directions.
What unites us?
That's not a country. That is chaos.
And as the flags get taken down in Britain, it only makes more people want to put them up. So they say this is anti-immigration. It's all about anti-immigration. Well, why would people over in Britain want to be anti-immigration? Are they just bigots? Well, maybe because as the number of immigrants allowed into Britain has risen, so have crime rates in the nation. Britain now has a rape rate. Get this. The rape rate in Britain is 109 per 100,000 people per year.
Oh, my goodness.
So you go 10 years, 1% of your population would have been raped. That's the highest rate of rapes in all of Europe. And the rate of rapes in Britain started going up back in 2014. Do you want to know what else started going up drastically in 2014? Immigration in Britain. It's been exponential ever since. It's a rising curve. And the number of rapes has also exponentially risen along with the number of immigrants coming into Britain. Now, I'm not saying correlation is causation, but there's something going on here.
Well, do you think, so you're saying that by not embracing your patriotism for your country, you're actually, you're exhibiting self-hatred for your country, and so therefore, I mean, what is behind the crime rate?
What's behind the crime rate is you have a whole bunch of immigrants coming from the Middle East, from Africa, from places that do not have an English tradition.
But it's not an English tradition not to rape people. I mean,
some countries that look more harshly on rapes, and there are some countries that will blame rape victims for being victims of rapes. In the Middle East especially, in Muslim countries especially, women who get raped are blamed for being raped, not the men who are doing it. And we've had an exponential rise in people coming from the Middle East into Britain.
But if you want a strong military, you need pride in your country.
You do.
If you want a strong economy, you need pride in your country. If you want children growing up to respect their elders and their culture and their values, you need pride in your country. Because without pride, nations crumble.
And the number one job of a government is to secure the rights of the people, its own people, first. And the number one right of that, the right to life, and then the right to liberty. And raping is a violation of the right to liberty. And if you can't protest that by showing patriotism, what can you do?
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website, it's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Good way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So the insiders at Vanity Fair magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they were feuding, apparently, about whether or not Melania Trump should be on their cover, or be their cover girl, so to speak. They couldn't decide if it was worth the backlash. They couldn't decide if it was, you know, is it safe to showcase a Trump? You know, they were torn between their need for clicks and their hatred, or, yeah, I'll put it that way, their hatred of the name Trump. So Melania Trump decided to decide this for them. And she said, I'm not interested. Period. End of story. And that, my friends, is how you shut down the cultural snobs of Manhattan and Hollywood all at once. She ended the whole melodrama in one stroke. She said no. She's not interested.
That is very interesting because Vanity Fair should have already put her on the cover.
Oh, during the first administration.
Vogue should have already put them.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's unconscionable the way that the left has treated Melania Trump. If you hate Donald Trump, that's fine. You can hate Donald Trump. But what has Melania Trump done to deserve your hatred other than just be a good wife?
Well, and the fact that she told them that she was not interested, this is only going to fuel the hatred of Melania even more because it's the reason that they hated her in the first place.
Because she doesn't seek their love?
They can't control her.
Right.
She doesn't need their validation. She didn't need their attention.
Right.
And when she did get attention, it was because of who she was, not because of some carefully manufactured PR stunt. And they couldn't stand it. They were used to first ladies who just played ball, who gave them interviews, who basked in their flattery, and yet Melania, she walked away.
Or moreover, first ladies who thought the way they did. They don't like that Melania doesn't think the way they do. Although, you know, how would they know? They've never bothered to ask her.
But I think she's set a great example for many others.
Yeah.
You don't need their validation. You don't need their covers. You don't need their awards. You don't need their applause. You can live without them and live better.
I agree. Let's get to a bright spot. So more and more people around the world say their lives are getting better. And that is a bright spot.
All around the world?
All around the world.
Or Americans getting weary of winning under the Trump administration?
No. This is all around the world. Gallup does a global survey every year. They call it the Life Evaluation Index.
Gallup, quote, asked people to rate their current and future lives on a ladder from 0 worst to 10 best. Those scoring 7 plus for the present and 8 plus for 5 years ahead are, quote, thriving, while those rating both 4 or below are, quote, suffering. Everyone else is struggling. So that's how they rate this. And they say in 2024, a median of 33% of adults across 142 countries rated their lives well enough to be classified as thriving. 33%, one third. Continuing a trend of steady improvements in life evaluation going back more than a decade. That is the highest number on record. One third of the population on planet Earth says, you know what? I'm actually doing pretty good. And I expect to be doing better in the future. What's more is only 7% of people said they were suffering, which is the lowest number on record. So you have fewer people in abject poverty, in abject destitution, and you have more people are saying, you know what, life's getting better. That's a bright spot. Yes?
Absolutely. But look, you know, we say all the time, it starts at the top. And here you've got President Trump, right? He talks very positively. Everything is grand. Everything is large. Everything is prosperous. We're winning. And look, I understand this is a global poll, but at the same time, America leads the world.
Yes, but.
What's the but? There's no but in any of that.
Not in that, but in this what I'm about to say. Unfortunately, the percentage of people who think they are thriving in North America is decreasing. So they didn't break it out by country, but USA is the largest country in North America.
Yeah, but that also includes Mexico.
It does include Mexico, and it includes Canada.
A lot of Latin American countries there that...
Well, North America, not Central America. North America. So it'll include Mexico, US, and Canada. That's
okay. Okay.
All right. In 2007, 67% of people in North America, so 2 out of 3, said they were thriving. Today, that's down to 49%. Now, it's still higher than the global average, but it's on its way down. This is also a trend in Western Europe. Western Europe went down from 52% down to 42%. So in the most civilized, the most industrialized, the richest nations in the world, the nations where we have objectively things the best, more and more of us are seeing things through a pessimistic lens about the future. And we need to change that because, again, compare our lives to people in Africa, and people in Africa, in sub-Saharan Africa, are going, you know what? Things are actually finally starting to get better. And we go, gosh, everything's awful here. That's a mindset thing, because objectively, life is better in the U.S. than it is almost anywhere else on Earth.
I know, but to feel good about your life, I think that begins with leaders who speak that into reality. Leaders who don't apologize for their country but celebrate it. Leaders who don't tell people they're powerless but remind them that they're capable. Leaders that don't traffic in despair but trade in hope. And I think that's what you see from the Trump administration, and I think that it resonates all over the globe.
But if you want to believe that your life is going to get better, you need to start with gratitude. You start with gratitude. That's going to be a good place to turn around a mindset that doesn't think it's thriving. We'll be back.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blanket pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, Tom Holman is sounding like a New York gangster. I mean, seriously. Okay. Well, I mean, he's talking about that Abrega Garcia.
Yeah.
The fellow that's been...
Kilmar Abrega Garcia, the so-called Maryland dad who was actually an MS-13 human trafficker.
So now Holman is saying, hey, I've got my teeth into this guy, yeah, and I ain't letting go. Take a listen.
He's been indicted for human trafficking and alien smuggling. He's a bad man. And I'm telling you, I'm giving my word. He will be deported from this country. I got my teeth in this thing. I'm not letting it go. As far as the story now, he's going to claim asylum. First of all, he's beyond the required 1 year.
Okay.
He's been here longer than that.
He said he's got his teeth, into this.
Right.
Not necessarily into him.
Right.
But nevertheless, I mean, that's the kind of tough talking that we need in this country about law and order.
What I don't understand is why the Democrats keep choosing such awful examples of their heroes. Why did they turn this guy into a martyr? A human trafficker.
I mean,
a gang member, a wife beater. Why is an illegal alien on top of all that? Why is that the guy you're like, oh, can't we all be like him?
No, I mean, this isn't some mealy-mouthed government suit giving a press conference, you know,
right,
hoping nobody notices. No, this is the real deal. This is a man who knows what law enforcement means. You break the law, you pay the price, you endanger Americans, you get shut down. Period. Simple.
Yeah.
End of story.
And we're going to leave him saying wall.
Whoa, whoa! When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Well, today is the anniversary of Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. Here are some of our favorite MLK quotes. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think creatively. Intelligence plus character, that is the goal of education. I have this one up on my wall. A genuine leader is not the searcher for consensus, but a molder of consensus. And this last one. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
And we must keep Dr. King's dream alive.
Amen. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.